الحمد لله رب العالمين أحكم الحاكمين.
Praise to Allah, the Lord of all beings, and the wisest of judges or of those who decree.
وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ألا له الحكم وهو أسرع الحاسبين.
And I bear witness that there is no God other than Allah alone, without partner, the one who judges most swiftly and the best of those who reckon.
وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله الصادق الأمين.
And I bear witness that our master Muhammad, his slave and messenger, is the truthful, the trustworthy slave and messenger.
أتقى الخلق لله.
The most God-fearing of Allah's creatures.
وأخوفهم له.
And the most fearful of them of Allah.
اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وكرم على عبدك المصطفى سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين.
May Allah send blessings and peace and noble upon Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم as well as his folk and companions and those who follow them with excellence until the day of rising and upon us with them and amongst them, and he is the most merciful of the merciful.
أما بعد فإن منهج الله تبارك وتعالى الذي ارتضاه لعباده يقوم على أداء الأمانة لكل قادر على كل مقدور عليه.
The way or the path of Allah with which He is pleased, or with which He is pleased for His creatures to follow, it dictates that everyone with power, or those who they lead through this power, receive their rights.
وفيه أن أعضاء كل فرد من المكلفين رعايا.
And this also teaches this divine way, that all of the organs, the members of those who are morally responsible, are the subjects of that individual.
له عليهم حق الولاية فليقم بحكم الله فيهم.
These members have toward the person who governs them the right that a following has toward its leader.
وأن كل متمول من جميع المال ومن جميع المتاع يدخل تحت حكم اليد فهو أيضا رعية مسؤول مالكه أن يحكم شرع الله فيه.
And also all property which falls in the hands of this person similarly has this right, the right towards this person that followers should have towards their leaders or those who govern them.
وأن صاحب النفوذ في أسرة يعيش فيها راع يسأل عن رعيته يجب أن يحكم شرع الله فيه.
And similarly, the head of a household is a steward, and the members of that household are its ward, and this person will be asked about the responsibility that they play in this role.
وأن كل ذي نفوذ في مدرسة أو في مؤسسة أو في شركة أو في قرية صاحب رعاية وهو وال ومكان نفوذه أو مستوى نفوذه رعية يسأله الله تعالى عنه.
And similarly, the head of any business or town or place or anything of this nature, this person again is a steward, and the people that this person leads are his ward, and they will be responsible for this.
وكلما اتسعت دائرة النفوذ كانت المسؤولية أكبر.
And the more that the sphere of a person's influence increases, the greater is their responsibility.
وأن الولايات العامة التي يتولى فيها الإنسان النفوذ بالحكم في عشرة فأكثر محل الخطر إلا لمن صدق واتقى الله.
And public responsibility or positions of
leadership in which a person governs or leads 10 people or more becomes very, the responsibility there becomes very grave.
وذلك ما بينه صاحب الرسالة الخاتمة الذي ختم الله به رسالات السماء سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم في قوله ما من وال يلي أمر عشرة من هذه الأمة فأكثر إلا جاء يوم القيامة ويداه مربوطتان إلى عنقه فكه عدله أو أوبقه جوره.
And this was clarified by the one through whom the message was sealed, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his saying that there is no governor who is responsible for 10 people or more, save that that person will come on the day of rising with his hands bound, and his justice will release his hands, will untie him, or will be the cause of his injustice, will be the cause of his doom.
فأوجب الحكم بالحق وبالعدل.
So Allah made obligatory leading through the truth and justice.
ثم شرع الإحسان وراء ذلك.
And after this, He legislated or established excellence or goodness.
وقبل أن نخوض في بعض التفصيل من هذه الواجبات التي يقوم عليها الحكم في الإسلام والشريعة الغراء ناتي إلى بيانات من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن واجب حال المؤمن نحو نظره لهذه الإمارات.
So after, prior to mentioning some of the specifics related to the rulings of this governance that we'll discuss, we're going to mention some prophetic traditions that are directed towards this obligation.
فدعا من آمن به لأن يستعظم ما ولي عليه ولا يطلب ولاية زائدة على ما ولي عليه باختيار منه ولا بحرص.
He called those who believed in him to understand the greatness and the gravity of having a responsibility and leadership and not to seek beyond the responsibility that was placed on their shoulders.
ودعا عليه الصلاة والسلام أن ودعا عليه الصلاة والسلام أن لا تعطى الإمارة إلى من سألها ولا إلى من طلبها.
And he also taught, blessings and peace be upon him, that governance would not be given to the one who sought it or asked for it.
فكان ذلك هديه عليه الصلاة والسلام.
And that was his guidance in this regard, peace and blessings be upon him.
ودعا أمته ألا يحرصوا عليها مع ما جبل الله النفوس من الرغبة فيها.
And he also taught his ummah, his community, to not desire leadership, and this given, or even though egos or lower selves incline towards this.
وقد جاء سيدنا أبو موسى الأشعري إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومعه نفران من أصحابه.
أبو موسى الأشعري, Master Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم along with two of his companions.
فلما جلسوا عنده عليه الصلاة والسلام سألوه أن يوليهم شيئا من الولايات.
So when they sat with him, they asked him to give them a responsibility of governance.
فقال إنا لا نولي هذا الأمر من سأله.
He said, verily we do not place this affair in the hands of those who ask for it.
فاعتذر أبو موسى وقال والله يا رسول الله ما أشعراني بما يريدان أن يقولا لك.
And he, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari said,
ما أخبروه ماذا يريدون أن يقول النبي ما كان يعرف أنهم يطلبون الإمارة.
So Abu Musa al-Ash'ari was surprised and he said they didn't inform me, they didn't make me aware of what they wanted to say to you.
واعتذر لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه كان لا يدري أنهم يريدان هذا الطلب وإلا لم يصحبهما في المجيء إلى رسول الله.
So he sought the pardon of Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and informed him that he didn't know that they were to seek leadership and otherwise he wouldn't have brought them with him.
وعلم رسول الله صدقه وقبيل عذره وولاه عليه.
And Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم understood his honesty, his genuineness, and accepted his excuse and actually placed him in a position of authority.
وجاء في حديث رواه البغوي ورواه ابن عساكر بسند حسن.
And there's a tradition related by Al-Baghawi and Ibn Asakir with a well-authenticated chain of prophetic tradition.
عن زياد بن الحارث السدائي.
It's narrated by Ziyad ibn al-Harith al-Sudai.
سدائي. قال جئت إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم وقد ذهب بعض أصحابه إلى قومي فقلت يا رسول الله أنا لك بإسلام قومي واردد أصحابك عنهم.
He said, this man came to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم and some of the companions, his companions صلى الله عليه وسلم had come to his people and he said, I will guarantee the Islam of my people. However, prevent your companions from them or summon your companions away from them.
قال فاذهب فقل لهم يرجعون.
And he said, go and tell them to come back.
قال إن ناقتي قد تعبت من المشي يا رسول الله.
He said, indeed, my she camel has grown weary from travel.
قال فأرسل واحدا من أصحاب غيري وقال اذهب إليهم فردهم.
So he sent another companion and had him to summon these other companions to return.
ثم جاء الوافد من قومي بإسلامهم على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Then an emissary came from this original companion's people and informed them of the people having accepted Islam.
قال فقال لي أخا سداء إنك لمطاع في قومي.
And he said, O brother Suda, are you obeyed among your people?
قال فقلت إنما دعوتك يا رسول الله وقومي قد أحبوا الإسلام.
And he said, I said, it was only your invitation, your summons, O Messenger of Allah, and my people have loved Islam.
قال فقلت له اكتب لي كتابا توليني عليه.
So he said, I said to him, then write me a decree that makes me the leader over them.
بل قال لي أوليك عليهم فقلت بلى يا رسول الله.
But rather, he said, shall I make you the governor over them? And he said, yes, O Messenger of Allah.
قال فكتب لي بذلك كتابا.
So then he wrote a decree of this for me.
قال ثم قلت يا رسول الله اجعل لي من صدقاتهم شيئا. قال فكتب لي كتابا آخر.
So then I said, O Messenger of Allah, make me a stipend from the charity that they give.
قال وبينما أنا عنده وقد نزل في منزل إذ جاء بعض الناس يشتكون العامل الذي ولي عليه.
And he said, when I was there still with him in the room, someone came and complained to him about the governor that was governing this man's people.
وقالوا إنهم أخذنا حسبنا على أشياء كانت بيننا وبين قومه في الجاهلية.
He complained and he said that this man took us to task for things that occurred between us and his people during the time of pre-Islamic ignorance.
قال أوجد فعل؟
And he asked, did he indeed do this?
قالوا نعم يا رسول الله.
And they said, yes, O Messenger of Allah.
قال فالتفت إلى أصحابه وأنا فيهم فقال إنه لا خير في الإمارة لمؤمن.
And so he looked at his companions, turned to them, and I was among them, and he said that there's no good for a believer in a position of leadership.
قال فوقع كلامه في قلبي.
He said, so his speech fell in my heart. His speech dramatically affected my heart.
قال ثم جاء رجل فسأله المال.
So then a man came and asked him for some wealth, for some money.
قال فقال له إن من سأل عن ظهر غنى فهو وجع في البطن وصداع في الرأس.
So the Prophet ﷺ said, if someone asks when they're in an affluent state, this is will be a pain in their stomach and a headache.
قال فأعطني من الزكاة.
He said, so then give me from the zakat, the obligatory charity.
فقال إن الله لم يأتمن على الزكاة نبيا ولا غيره ولكنه قسمها ثمانية أجزاء.
So then he said, Allah did not make a prophet or anyone else responsible for the division of zakat, but rather he divided it himself among many categories of people.
فَإِنْ كُنْتَ وَاحِدًا مِنْ هَذِهِ الثَّمَانِيَةِ أَعْطَيْتُكُ.
If you're one of these eight groups, I'll give to you.
قال فوقع كلامه أيضا في قلبي.
So this original companion, he said, so this speech also affected my heart.
يعني فلما مشينا حتى جينا بعد العشاء وتخلف عنه الصحابة قربت منه حتى كنت أقربهم إليه.
So he said, after we departed after having prayed the night prayer, I came to him and spoke to him, and I was the closest person to him.
قال فلما دنا الفجر قال لي أذن فأذنت.
So when the Fajr time drew near, he commanded me to take a call to prayer, and I did so.
قال ثم جعلت أقول له أقيم يا رسول الله فيلتفت نحو المشرق فيقول أصبر.
So I said to him, shall I call the Iqama, O Messenger of Allah? And he would look in the direction of the east and say, wait.
حتى رأى ضوء الفجر بان تماما فخرج وتوضأ وقال هنا الصلاة.
And until he saw the dawn light clearly, then he performed the ablution and came out and said prayer at this time.
قال فجاء من الوضوء وقد اجتمع الصحابة وأراد بلال أن يقيم فقال إن أخاص دا أذن ومن أذن فهو يقيم فأقمت الصلاة.
So then when he came out having made ablution and companion for present, and Bilal wants to call the Iqama, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, indeed the brother of As-Suda'i, he had called the Adhan, so then the one who called the Adhan should also call the Iqama.
قال ثم انتظرت حتى انصرفوا عنه وكان وحده فتقدمت إليه وقلت اعفني من هذين الكتابين وسلمتهما له.
So then he said, when they all departed, I went and spoke to them privately, and I said, please pardon me, excuse me from these two decrees that you had written for me.
فقال ما بدالك.
And he said, what did you learn? Why did you come to this decision?
فقال سمعتك تقول ما في الإمارة للمؤمن خير وأنا أؤمن بالله ورسوله.
He said, I heard you say there's no good for a believer in being a governor, and I believe in Allah.
وسمعتك تقول من أخذ عن ظهري غنى فهو صداع في الرأس ووجع في البطن وأنا سألتك وأنا غني.
And he said, and I heard you say, if someone asks for wealth when they're in a state of affluence, it'll be a cause of a headache and a stomachache, and I'm in an affluent condition.
فقال هو ذاك كما قلت فإن شئت فخذ وإن شئت فدع.
He said, if this is the case, so if you like, take it, and if you like, leave it.
قال فقلت أدعو يا رسول الله.
Said, I'll leave it, O Messenger of Allah.
قال فدلني على رجل من قومك صالح أوليه عليه.
So then he said, I'll leave it, O Messenger of Allah. He said, so then show me a pious man from among your people, and I'll give him this responsibility.
قال فدللته على واحد من الذين وفدوا فولاه عليه.
He said, so I indicated one of them who had come with a group of them, and he put him in the position of responsibility.
وجاء في الصحيحين وغيرهما عن عبد الرحمن بن سمرة أن النبي قال له يا عبد الرحمن لا تسأل الإمارة فإنك إن سألتها وكلت إليها وإن أتتك من غير مسألة أعنت عليها.
It's narrated that he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Abdul Rahman bin Samura, and it's narrated by Bukhari Muslim, and he said, O Abdul Rahman, do not ask for a position of authority, because if you ask for it, if you seek it, you'll be turned over to it. And if it comes to you without you seeking it, you'll be assisted therein.
وجاءنا في الحديث الصحيح أيضا إنكم ستحرصون على الإمارة وإنها ستكون ندامة يوم القيامة.
And it's also narrated in the two sound companions of Bukhari and Muslim. Verily you all will be avid for positions of authority, and indeed it will be a cause of regret or remorse on the day of rising.
علم ذلك من هدي النبي وفقهه الصحابة رضي الله عنهم.
So this was well known from the guidance, the teachings of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the companions understood this.
فكان سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب لا يولي أحدا على منطقة إلا بالعزيمة لا بالرغبة.
our master Umar bin al-Khattab, may Allah be well pleased, and would not place anyone in a position of authority over a locality except by ordering them and commanding them to be in this position.
فَإِذَا عَيَّنَ وَاحِدًا مِنْهُمْ اعْتَذَرَ لَهُ فَيَقُولُ وَيْلَكُمْ أَتَنْجُونَ بِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَتُغْرِقُونَ فِيهَا عُمَرَ لَعَزَمْتُ عَلَيْكَ لَتَتَوَلَّيَنَّهُ.
So when he would appoint someone, this person would try to be excused from this position, and he said, woe to you, are you going to leave Umar to this responsibility and save yourself? And he was doomed, and he would force the person, command them to be in this position.
وَجَاءَ فِي الْحَدِيثِ أَنَّهُ لَا يَتَوَلَّ الْإِمَارَةَ رَاغِبٌ فِيهَا فَيَعْدِلْ فِيهَا.
And it's narrated in a found tradition that no one is placed in a position of governance who desires it except that they're unjust.
فكان نظر الإمارات وولاية الحكم في عند أتباع الرسل أنها مسؤولية ومشقة وواجبات كبيرة.
So the view of the prophecy or the teachings of the prophet towards governance and positions of authority was that this was a dangerous and grave responsibility.
ولم نجد تعرضا في الكتاب والسنة من أحد لهذه الإمارة من الأنبياء وأتباعهم بإحسان إلا مجال في الخدمة ليس بحكم على الرقاب ولكن خدمة في تنظيم تمويل الناس تمويلهم أو تغذيتهم فقط في آية جاءت عن سيدنا يوسف في القرآن.
And in the lives of the prophet as well as those who follow them with excellence, we don't find anyone asking to be in a position of authority except someone who asks to be in a position of authority of organizing people's the distribution of wealth and the distribution of foodstuffs for the benefit of people. And this was only in one place, and this was Prophet Yusuf in Surah Yusuf in the Quran.
قال للملك اجعلني على خزائن الأرض إني حفيظ عليم في مجال خدمة للتغذية لل أمتي من حواليه قام بها على أحسن الوجوه عليه سلام الله وصلاته.
So he said to the king to make me responsible for the storehouses of the foodstuffs, and he said that indeed I am trustworthy and wise, and he only sought this out of a desire to serve the proper distribution of the foodstuffs to these people.
وتتابعوا لكل ما يتعلق بشان الخدمة والبذل والتضحية وتدافعوا فيما يتعلق بالإمارة وفيما يتعلق بالفتية.
So they would contend, they would compete in positions in which they could offer some sort of service. However, they would fend from themselves, they would try to avoid and excuse themselves from positions of authority or giving formal legal opinion, fatwa.
ثم كان الذين ولوا الفتوى أو ولوا الإمارات منهم من غير رغبة منهم أمثلة ونماذج عالية في حسن الأداء والإنصاف والقيام بحق الله أتعبوا أنفسهم ليريحوا الخلق.
And those who were placed in these positions of authority or positions of issuing formal legal opinion, they were sublime examples of doing this and discharging these responsibilities properly, and they expend great effort and wore themselves out in the service of people.
لم تزدهم الإمارات إلا تواضعا.
Their positions of governance did not increase them in anything other than humility.
ولما ولي الخلافة سيدنا أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه أصبح في السوق يشتري ويبيع لأجل نفقة أهله.
When Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, our master Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, was given the position of caliph, the next morning he went out to the marketplace and began to buy and sell just to earn the sustenance of his family.
فقال سيدنا عمر وجماعة من الصحابة يا خليفة رسول الله قد جاءك ما شغلك.
So Umar radiallahu anhu and a group of the companions, they said, oh, successor, oh, vicegerent of Allah's messenger, this responsibility has come that will distract you from this.
فقال أشغلني عن أهلي وعيالي فمن يعولهم.
He said, well, this will distract me from my family and my dependents, then who will support them?
فقالوا تفرغ لمصالح الرعية ولك من بيت المال أي المال العام مقدار النفقة لأهلك.
And they said you focus on the interest of your ward of the people, and you will have a stipend from the Muslim comments on the base mal that will support your family and suffice them.
فقال أخشى أنه لا يسوغ لذلك.
He said I'm afraid that I won't be able to accept this.
فأجمعوا أن هذه ضرورة وأن هذا حق له لأنه قائم بالخدمة للجميع.
However, they came to a consensus that this was a necessity and that he could rightfully take this because he was in a community service.
فتفرغ للخلافة رضي الله عنه.
So then he focused entirely on being the caliph, may Allah be with
him. فلما كان قبل وفاته دعا بعض أقاربه وقال احصر ما خرج من بيت المال في نفقتي طوال الخلافة.
So then prior to his death he called some of his family and he said count all that I took as a stipend during my whole time as caliph.
فكان في سنتين وستة أشهر 8,000 درهم.
So in 2 years and 6 months the stipend added to 8,000 silver coins.
فقال إذا أنا مت خذ 8,000 درهم من مالي الخاص واذهب بها إلى الخليفة من بعدي يضعها في بيت المال.
And he said, when I die, take 8,000 silver coins from my personal wealth and return it to the Beit Mal.
هكذا روى البيهقي فلما جاء بها إلى سيدنا عمر فلما هذا قالوا نفقة أبي بكر أوصى أن تجعل في بيت المال بكاء وقال لقد أتعب أبو بكر من يأتي بعده.
So when they brought this to Sayyidina Umar, may Allah be well pleased with him, and he asked him, what is this? And he said, this is in return for the stipend, this is repaying the stipend that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had taken. And he cried and he said that Abu Bakr has made the way very difficult for those who follow him.
ومر تحت بيت أول خلافته فسمع بنتا تقول لأهلها من يحلب لنا منائحنا فقد شغل أبو بكر بالخلافة.
So after his being made the caliph, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, may Allah be well pleased with him, walked past the house and he heard one of the girls in his house say, who will milk our goats for us now that Abu Bakr is the caliph?
قال فرفع صوته وقال إني لأرجو أن لا يمنعني هذا الأمر عن خير كنت عليه أنا أحلب لكم منائحكم.
So then he raised his voice and he said, I hope that this affair that I've taken responsibility of won't prevent me from any goodness that I used to perform, any act of goodness that I used to perform, because I will milk your animals for you.
فكان أيام خلافته يحلب لجيرانه منائحهم كل من أراد منهم يعرض نفسه هل أحلب لكم هل أحلب لكم.
So during the days of his caliphate, he would milk again the livestock of his neighbors. If anyone who wanted, he said, bring it and I will milk it for you.
هكذا ربهم سيدنا رسول الله.
This is how our liege lord, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, trained and reared them.
ولم يزل كذلك مجتهدا في تعظيم أمر الله حتى لقي الله.
And he continued to strive his utmost in magnifying the command of Allah until he met Allah.
جاء إلى المنبر فجلس في الدرجة الثانية أدبا لا يطلعه إلى الثالثة التي كان يجلس عليها رسول الله.
He came to the minbar of Allah's messenger that had three stairs, and he sat on the second stair out of adab, out of manners towards Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, who would sit on the third.
وقد كان يذكر رسول الله وهو على المنبر فيبكي حتى ينتحب ويبكي ببكائه من في المسجد.
He would mention Allah's messenger when he was on this minbar صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he would cry until he was overcome, and all of those in the mosque similarly were overcome by tears.
وكان موضع بيت المال وسط بيت أبي بكر ينفق منه على المسلمين.
And the Muslim treasury was in a place kept in a part of the Prophet of Abu Bakr's house, excuse me, Allah be well pleased with him, and from there he would spend on the needs of the Muslims.
وبعد وفاته أخذ سيدنا عمر بعد أن بويع جماعة من الصحابة دخل معهم إلى محل بيت المال.
So after Sayyidina Umar took on this responsibility and a group of the companions made allegiance to him, he entered to the place of this treasury.
فَفَتَّشُوا فَلَمْ يَجِدُوا شَيْئًا حَتَّى وَجَدُوا كِيسًا وَجَدُوا فِيهِ دِرْهَمًا وَاحِدٌ هُوَ الَّذِي فِي خَزْنَتِهِ فِي أَيَّامِ حُكْمِهِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ.
So then he looked and he didn't find anything except one silver coin, and that was what was kept in the treasury during these days of his governance.
وبقي سيدنا عمر أول خلافته لا يأخذ من بيت المال شيء.
And during the beginning of the caliphate of our master Umar رضي الله عنه, he didn't take anything from the Muslim treasury.
حتى لم يفي تحصيله المال باشتغاله بالخلافة بنفقته, فعجز عن أن ينفق على أسرته.
Until due to his the duties of the caliphate, he was distracted from earning himself, and he was then unable to support his own dependents.
فجمع كبار الصحابة واستشاره.
So then he gathered the leaders, the great companions, and took their counsel.
فقالوا له إن لك حقا بهذا المال فخذ بالمعروف.
So they said that you deserve some of this money, so take it in a manner which is reputable.
فالتفت إلى سيدنا علي يقول ما تقول أنت.
So then he looked directly at Sayyidina Ali and said, what do you say?
قال يا أمير المؤمنين غدا وعشاء.
He said, leader of the faithful, a free noon meal and an evening meal.
قال هو ذاك وأخذ برأي سيدنا علي.
He said that's the correct opinion. He took the opinion of our master Ali.
ثم قال إن اغتنينا عن الغداء لم نأخذه, وإن اغتنينا عن العشاء لم نأخذه, وإن احتجنا إليه أخذنا.
And then he said that if we have enough for our the free noon meal or the evening meal, we won't take any.
ودع الأمناء فولاهم على بيت المال.
So then he summoned people and appointed them as treasurers over the treasury.
ولم يزل يقول إن نمت بالليل ضيعت حق نفسي وإن نمت بالنهار ضيعت حق رعيتي فكيف لي بالنوم بين هذين.
And he would say, if I sleep by night, I will have neglected my own rights. And if I sleep by day, I will neglect the rights of my subjects. So then when can I sleep?
فصار طيلة العشر السنوات ينام غفوات قليلة فقط.
And so through the whole 10 years of his caliphate, he would only sleep for brief moments.
ومع ذلك مد حق الرعية حتى في ليله.
And even with this, he extended the rights of his subjects or the time that he gave to serve his subjects even into his nighttime.
فكان يدور ويتفقد أحوالهم وشؤونهم.
So he would walk around and inspect their condition and observe their circumstances.
مع عدل عظيم وإحسان عظيم.
With both great justice as well as great goodness.
حتى رآه الهرمزان لما دخل إلى المدينة فوجده نائما تحت شجرة في الطريق فعجب وقال عدلتم فأمنتم فنمتم.
And Al-Hurmuzan saw him when he came and visited Medina sleeping beneath a tree along the path. And he said, you were just and thus safe, so you slept. And it's the rhyme in Arabic.
وَلَمَّا وَفَدَ بَعْضُ أَصْحَابِهِ رَبْلَ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ بَعَثَتْ إِلَى زَوْجَتِهِ هَدِيَّةِ زوجة سيدنا عمر أم كلثوم بنت سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب. فلما وصلت الهدية أرسلت لها بجوهرة غالية, فلما وصلت قال يا أم كلثوم ما أرسلت لك هذا إلا لأنك زوجة أمير المؤمنين, فهذا حق المؤمنين, وضعيه في بيت المال. فقال خذه فضعه في بيت المال.
So also some of the companions of the Roman Emperor Hierakles came with a present for his wife, and her name was Umm Kulthum, and she was the daughter of our master Ali. So the present came, and it was a jewel. So when Umar saw this, he said, O Umm Kulthum, this was only given to you because you're the wife of the commander of the faithful. You're the wife of the Muslim leader, so then this belongs to the Muslims. Place it in the Muslim treasury, and she said, take it.
وأم كلثوم تربية فاطمة علي.
And Umm Kulthum, she was reared and instructed by Sayyidina Fatima and Ali.
ما كانت تملكها الدنيا وإن وهي تملك الدنيا ولكن الدنيا لا تملكها.
The world did not control her, but rather she was in control of it.
وخذوا هذه الصورة البديعة في سيرة أم كلثوم مع سيدنا عمر.
And also take this amazing example from the life of Sayyidina Umm Kulthum مع سيدنا عمر.
في ليلة كان وهو يتفقد حوالي المدينة رأى خيمة لم يرها في الليلة التي قبلها.
He said one night he was going around and observing the condition of the people of Medina and he saw a tent that he had not seen the previous night.
فدنا يترقب الخبر.
So then he approached it to see what was going on.
فلما قرب سمع آنينا وسط الخيمة فتأثر أكثر.
So when he drew near, he heard a moan from within the tent, and this affected him even more.
فنادى من بالخيمة فخرج له رجل.
So then he called, "Who's in the tent?" And a man exited.
قال ما لك ها هنا ومن أنت ومن معك؟ قال امشي في طريقك يا هذا.
He said, "Why are you here? And who are you? And who's with you?" And he said, and the man responded, "Who exited the tent?" He said, "Go about your own business."
أنا ما رأيت هذه الخيمة في البارحة فمتى جيت؟ قال يا هذا أصابتنا حاجة في البادية فقربنا من المدينة ليصلنا رفد عمر.
He said I didn't see this. Omar said to him, I didn't see this tent here last night. And he said we were out in the desert and in a state of need, so we came near to Medina so that Omar's assistance could reach us.
قال لكني أسمع أنينا وسط الخيم.
He said, however, I hear someone moaning in the tent.
ولم يكن يعرفه الرجل. قال امضي في حالك يا هذا ما عليك منا.
And the man didn't know him and he said, go about your own business and leave me alone.
قال لكيف أمضي ما هذا الأنين.
He said, how can I go and what is this moaning?
قال يا هذا زوجتي تتوجع للولادة حضرتها الولادة.
He said, my wife is very close to giving birth.
قال فهل عندك قابلة مولدة تولدها؟ قال لا.
He said, Omar asked the man, do you have a midwife to assist her? And he said, no.
هل عندك نفقة لها؟ قال لا.
He said, do you have anything with which you support her?
قال أنا أذهب الآن وآتي بامرأة تولدها وآتيك بنفقة.
And he said, I'll go and I'll bring a woman to assist her in the delivery and also I'll bring some provision for her.
فذهب إلى أم كلثوم بنت علي.
So then he went to Umm Kulthum, the daughter of Ali.
فقال يا ابنة الأكرمين وكان هكذا يخاطبها يا ابنة الأكرمين.
And he said, O daughter of the nobles.
هل لك في خير ساقه الله إليك؟
He would speak to her this way and he said, would you like to perform an act of goodness that Allah has driven to you?
الوقت وصف نصف الليل وقت نوم الناس.
And this was the middle of the night when people sleep.
قالت وما ذاك يا أمير المؤمنين؟
Then what is this of commander the faithful?
قال امرأة من البادية تتوجع للولادة ليس عندها من يزاولها فهل تساعدينها؟
And he said, a woman from the desert who's come and she's in labor and she doesn't have anyone to assist her, will you assist her?
قالت أحب ذلك أتولاه بنفسي.
And she said, if you like, I'll take this upon my own self.
قال فقومي فأعدي ما تحتاجه المرأة عند الولادة.
And he said, then let's go and prepare whatever a woman needs while she gives birth.
فقامت ترتب نفسها.
So then she organized her what she needed.
وهو رتب دقيقا وسمنا وما يطبخ به الطعام.
So then also he made up with Sayyidina Umar, he prepared flour and oil and other things to cook.
وحمله وحمل معه حطبا على راسه وظهره ومشى مع أم كلثوم يخرجون خارج المدينة إلى الخيمة.
So then he carried his food as well as firewood on his head and on his back, and then he went with Umm Kulthum and walked to the outskirts of Medina.
فنادى أيها الرجل أخرج وهذه ستولد امرأة.
And then so he called the man and said, "You come out and she will assist your wife."
فخرج الرجل ودخل سيدتنا أم كلثوم.
So then the man exited and Sayyidina Umm Kulthum, she entered.
فقال ساعدني نطبخ لكم طعاما.
So then he said, help me and I'll cook some food for you.
فجاء بالأحجار ونصبها ووضع الحطب وألقى فيه النار.
So then he made a fire with stones and placed the firewood and ignited it.
ووضع الجدر والسمنة والدقيقة وأخذ يصلح لهم.
So then he placed the pot and the flour and the fat and began to prepare the food for them.
حتى تم نجاحه وكمل طباخه فخرجت أم كلثوم على باب الخيمة.
Until he finished cooking the food and then Umm Kulthum exited standing at the door of the tent.
فقالت يا أمير المؤمنين أخبر الرجل أن امرأته وضعت له ابنا وهي بعافية والابن بعافية.
So she said, O commander of the faithful, tell the man that his wife has given birth to a son and she is in good condition as is he.
فالرجل لما سمع أمير المؤمنين اهتاب وتأخر أدرعا عن سيدنا عمر.
So when the man heard her call him the commander of the faithful address Omar in this manner, he was in awe and he distanced himself.
فحكى سيدنا عمر وقال اقرب لنا فتعال إلي.
So then our master Omar laughed and smiled and he said, come close.
أنا أمير المؤمنين عمر وهذه أم كلثوم بنت علي بن أبي طالب.
And he said, I'm the commander of the faithful and that's Umm Kulthum, the daughter of Ali bin Abi Talib.
وبكى الرجل.
So the man cried.
وقال بنت فاطمة تولد ابنتي.
And he said, the daughter of Fatima assisted my wife in giving birth to my son.
البيت النبوة يخدمونني.
He said, the people of the prophetic house are serving me.
وأمير المؤمنين يطبخ لي.
And the commander of the faithful cooks for me.
قال هكذا ربنا رسول الله.
And he said, like this, Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم trained us.
هذا حال الحكام.
This is the state, or this was the state of the governor.
وهذه سيرته.
And this was the conduct.
بتربية محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And this was through the tarbiyah, the spiritual training and rearing of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فما حصل من سوء في الرعاية الخاصة أو الرعاية العامة إلا بمخالفة لهدي رسول الله.
So there's no wickedness either in the personal things that a person governs or in general governance except by opposing the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
وهكذا أحس برغبة له في العسل يوما فقال يا نفس لن تذوق العسل حتى يذوقه فقراء المسلمين.
And one day he wanted some honey. So then he spoke to himself and he said to himself, O nafs, O myself, O my ego, you will not taste honey until the poor believers taste honey.
وكان يقول لو عثرت بغلة في العراق لا خشيت أن يسألني الله عنها لما لم أسوي لها الطريق. حسرت برجلها.
And he said that if a mule was to trip in Iraq, I would fear that Allah would ask me, why didn't you properly level the path for it?
لأنه تولى عليهم فهو إذا يرعى مصالح دوابهم.
Because he was their governor and he was responsible to oversee the interests of even of their cattle livestock.
وقرر مرة قرارا فراجعته امرأة واستدلت بآية من القرآن.
And once he made a decision and a woman disagreed with him and brought a proof of this, a verse of the Quran.
فرجع عن قراره وقال على المنبر أصابت امرأة وأخطأ عمر.
And he retracted his decision and said publicly on the minbar that this woman is correct and Omar is mistaken.
وهكذا نظرهم إلى شان الحكم قال سيدنا أبو بكر في أول خطبة خطبها وليت عليكم ولست بخيركم.
And this is how they view governance. And Umar radiallahu anhu, when he delivered a sermon at the beginning of his khalifa, he said, I've been placed in responsibility over you, though I'm not the best of you.
And Sayyidina Abu Bakr
said this at the beginning of his
khalifa.
And he said, if you see me, I'm being upright, then assist me.
وَإِن رَأَيْتُمُونِ عُوَجَيْتُ فَقَوِّمُونِ.
And if you see that I'm crooked, then straighten me.
فقال أعرابي لو رأوناك عوجيت لقومناك بحد السيوف.
So a desert Arab said, if we see that you're crooked, we'll straighten you with swords.
وقبل هذا الكلام الخليفة الأمير رضي الله عنه.
And okay, the emperor, he accepted this from him.
وقال إن أقواكم عندي الضعيف حتى أخذ حقه.
And he said, the strongest among you, is, to me, is the weak person until I have given him his due.
وَإِنَّ أَضْعَفَكُمْ عِنْدِي الْقَوِي حَتَّى أَخُذَ الْحَقَّ مِنْهُ.
And then he said, and the weakest of you, in my view, is the one who is strong until I've taken his due from him.
ثُمَّ كَانَ هَذَا الْعَدْلُ مَظَلَّةً حَتَّى لِغَيْرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِمَّنْ دَخَلَ تَحْتَ حُكْمِ هَؤُلَاءِ الْخُلَفَاءِ.
And this justice extended even to the non-Muslims who were governed by the Islamic Caliphate.
وَلَمَّا وَلَّى عَمْرَ بْنَ الْعَاصِ عَلَى مِصْرٍ حَصَلَتْ مُسَابَقَةٌ مِنْ وَلَدِ عَمْرٍ مَعَ وَلَدِ قِبْطِيٍّ مِنْ أَقْبَاطِ مِصْرٍ.
When Amr ibn al-As was made governor over Egypt, there was a horse race that took place between the son of Amr ibn al-As and a Coptic, an Egyptian Coptic.
فَاسْتَبَقَهُ إِبْنُ الْقِبْطِي فَاغْتَاظَ هَذَا الْوَلَدُ لِصِغَرِ سِنِّهِ فَلَطَمَهُ وَقَالَ خُذْهَا وَأَنَا ابْنُ الْأَكْرَمِينَ.
So this Coptic, the son of this Coptic Turkman beat the son of Amr ibn al-As, and due to the youthfulness of the son of Amr ibn al-As, he was angry by being beat, and he smacked him in the face, and he said, take this, and I am the son of those who are most honorable.
فذهب القبطي وابنه إلى سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب.
So then again this Coptic man and his son went to our master Umar ibn al-Khattab.
أخبره بما حصل.
And they informed him of this.
فكتب سيدنا عمر لعمر بن العاص إذا وصلك كتاب هذا فأقبل علي ومعك ابنك فلان.
So Umar رضي الله عنه wrote him a letter and said that when this my letter reaches you, you come and bring your son so-and-so.
فدعا ابنه قال هل أحدثت شيئا يا ولدي؟
So then he asked his son, did you do anything?
قال ما عملت شيء.
He said, I didn't do anything.
قال فلماذا دعاني عمر وإياك؟
So he said, then why did Umar call you and I, summon you and I?
فقال ما حصل مني شيء إلا ما ذكر القصة.
He said, nothing happened except this, and he told him the story. قال
ويحك يا بني أتوردتني أن أمام عدل أمير المؤمنين.
He said, woe to you, my son. Are you placing me in these difficult circumstances in the face of the justice of Umar?
فلما وصلوا قال استفهمه أفعل ولدك بالقبطي كذا.
So then when they reached, when they arrived, Umar asked him, did your son do this to the son of this Coptic man?
فقال متى استعبدتم الناس وقد ولدتهم أمهاتهم أحرار.
So then he said, when did you make people slaves? When did you enslave the people and their mothers bore them as free men?
جميع من في العالم من العقلاء لن يجدوا مثل هذا التاريخ.
He said, all of the wise people, all people of intellect in the world will not find the light of this history.
ولن يجدوا عظمة الحكم إلا في دين الله وفي الإسلام.
And they will not find this sublime example of leadership except in the religion of Islam.
فقال قم أيها القبطي والطمه كما لطمك وقل له خذها يا ابن الأكرمين.
So he said to the son of the Coptic man, you stand and you smack him back and say, take this, O son of those who are most honorable.
ثم قال ومر بالسيف على راس عمر.
And he said, and also pass a sword over the head of Amr.
قال ما ذنبي يا أمير المؤمنين.
So Amr said, what's my fault, O leader of the faithful?
قال إن ولدك لم يلطم إلا مستندا إلى إمارتك لأنك الأمير.
He said that your son didn't smack him except because due to the fact that you're the emir, that you're the leader.
قال القبطي لا حاجة لي بعمر يا أمير المؤمنين يكفيني هذا الذي ضربني ضربته.
So then this Coptic man said, I don't need to do anything to Amr. It's sufficient that I've returned the smack of this son.
قال أردت أن أخرج النخوة من رأسه.
He said that
النخوة العزة وشيء.
He said I wanted to bring any haughtiness or pride out of his head.
وفي أيام خلافته حمل قربة ماء فمر بها في السوق حتى جاء إلى بيت عجوز فصب لها الماء ثم خرج.
During the days of his caliphate, he took a water skin and brought it to the house of an old woman and poured the water into a vessel for her and then left.
قالوا له غيرك يا أمير المؤمنين يكفيك في هذا.
So they said, other than you can do this on your account, O Messenger, O Commander of the Faithful.
قال لا إن وفود العرب جاءوني سامعين مطيعين.
He said, no, the groups of the Arabs had come and in obedience to me and hearing my command. And he said, so this affected my soul in a certain way. It affected my heart and I wanted to break it.
ولم يزل يمتد ذل هذه الأوصاف الكريمة والعدل الفخيم على القدم المستقيم عند أولئك الخلفاء.
And he said, and the radiance, or literally the shadow of these noble qualities, continued to extend at the hands of the rightly guided caliphs.
حتى وزن أمام عمر بن عبد العزيز أيام إمارته لبيت المال مسك أمامه.
To the extent that during the caliphate of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, some mark was weighed right in front of him, it belonged to the Muslim treasury.
فأخذ طرف رداءه ووضعه على أنفه.
So then he took his mantle, the side of his mantle, and placed it over his nose.
قالوا ما لك يا أمير المؤمنين.
They said, what are you doing, O Commander of the Faithful?
قال هذا حق بيت المال فإنما ينتفع برائحته فكيف أنتفع به أنا قبل المسلمين.
And he said that this belongs to the treasury and the benefit of much is only from its fragrance, so how can I benefit from it prior to the Muslims?
تقول زوجته في بعض الليالي إذا جاء إلي اضطرب فأقول ما لك فيقول تذكرت أني أسأل عن جوع الجايع وعري العاري فهل تأذنين لي أن أقوم فأبكي لربي قالت فأقول له قم فيبكي إلى الفجر.
And one of his wives said that when he would come at night he might tremble and I would ask him, you know, what's wrong with you, and he'd say, I remember the hunger of those who are hungry and that I'll be asked about it on the day of rising. So he asked for permission, will you give me permission to stand and cry to my Lord? So then he would stand and cry until the dawn.
وإذا قام الفقه عند الناس وفقه المؤمنون هذه المعاني وأخذوا تربية النبي فإن عجائب تحصل.
He said, if the believers truly took upon themselves, truly gained an understanding of this, and they established this understanding, wonders would manifest.
لقد ولي على القضاء رجل في مدينة من المدن فمكث 14 سنة لم يدخل عنده أحد.
There was a man who was made the judge in a certain town, and he spent 14 years and no case was brought before him.
فكان يقول يا أهل المدينة أليس فيكم من يتخاصم حتى أحكم بينهم؟
And he said to the people of the town, are there no disputes among you so that I can judge?
فيقولون قد أصلح بيننا القرآن فلا نحتاج إلى حكمك.
So they would respond that the Quran has itself reconciled between us, so we're not in need of your judgment.
وبعد 14 عاما دخل اثنان يوما.
So one day after 14 years, two people entered.
فظنهما يسألان أو يمران في طريقهما ولم يظن أنهما يحتكمان.
And he thought that they were just going to ask him something or just they were just going to pass by along the way. And they came in dispute.
فقال إنما جينا لمسألة تحكم بيننا.
So then they said, we came with a question that we want you to judge between us.
قال أنا مشتاق للحكم لي 14 سنة ما حتى حكم إلي الآن سأحكم بينكم.
He said, I've been waiting 14 years and now I'll judge between you.
جاء بالآداب كلها وقال اجلسا أمامي معا في مجلس واحد وسوى بينهم في المجلس وفي النظر وجاء بالسنن كلها والآداب.
He performed all of the etiquettes and the sunnahs related to judging. He had them sit in a position that was equal and looked at them in the same manner and did all of the sunnahs and the etiquettes of a judge.
فقال هي المدعي يتكلم.
And he said, so the one who is making the claim, have him speak.
قال أنا اشتريت أرضا من هذا ثم حفرتها فوجدت فيها كنز ذهب فجئت به إليه وقلت إنما اشتريت منك الأرض لا الذهب فخذ ذهبك فأبى أن يقبله.
He said, I bought some land from this man and then I was digging in the land, I excavated and I dug up treasure. So I went back to him and I said, I didn't buy the treasure from you, I only bought the land, however he refused to accept it.
هذه دعوة.
And he said, "This is your claim."
He
said, "Yeah."
قال فما تقول أنت؟
And he said, "So what do you say?"
قال أنا قد بعته الأرض بما فيها فلا حق لي فيها.
And he said, "I sold him the land and everything that was in it, so I don't have any. I don't have any deservedness of it."
قال عجب. فماذا رأيتم؟ ماذا ترون الآن هذا؟ قالوا أنت قاضي وتعرف أحكام الله خذه وأمسكه حيث يرضى الله.
He said, "This is strange. So what do you two say?" And they said, "You're the judge. You take it and spend it in the way of Allah."
قال تنجون بأنفسكم وتغرقون قاضيكم؟
He said, "Are you going to save yourselves and drown your judge?"
قالوا فما نصنع بهذا؟
He said, "So then what should we do with this?"
قال اسمعوا. في علامة أنه قديم وجدوا علامة أنه من قبل الإسلام.
He said, "Listen, they found a sign on the coin that showed that it was from the pre-Islamic time, which has a certain ruling."
قال إذن فحكم خمسه يخرج زكاة والباقي أسألكم هل عندكم أولاد؟
He said, "So the ruling with respect to this this found pre-Islamic treasure, first of all, was that a fifth of it is distributed as the cap." And he said, "And do you all have children?"
قال هذا عندي ابن وقال هذا عندي بنت.
So this first one, he said, "I have a son," and the second said, "I have a daughter."
قال الباقي زوجوا به الابن على البنت وامتقوه عليهما.
And he said, "With the rest, marry the son to the daughter and use this to support them."
فكان هذه الدعوة وهذه الإجابة وهذا الحكم.
So this was the complaint, this was the response, and this was the judgment.
أمر واقع.
And this actually occurred.
النفوس الراغبة في الدنيا تظنه مستحيلا أو بعيدا.
Those that are greedy for worldly things deem this unlikely or impossible.
الله يحيي فينا حسن الفقه لمعاني الحكم في دينه.
May Allah give life within us to a good understanding of the reason and the meanings of governance in this deen.
نتذكر في الختام قول الله لداود يا داود إن جعلناك خليفة في الأرض.
And in conclusion, we'll discuss some of the meaning of the saying of Allah to Prophet Dawood, the translation of the meaning of which is, "O Dawood, indeed I am making you a vicegerent in the earth."
فاحكم بين الناس بالحق.
So judge between people with the truth.
ولا تتبع الهوى.
And do not follow the priest.
فيضلك عن سبيل الله.
And thus it will misguide you from the way or the path of Allah.
إن الذين يضلون عن سبيل الله.
Indeed those who are misguided from God's path.
لهم عذاب شديد بما نسوا يوم الحساب.
They will have a severe punishment due to their forgetting the day of reckoning.
هذا خطاب الله لنبي معصوم.
This was the way Allah addressed a prophet who was divinely protected from error.
أصلح الله أمورنا وأمور المسلمين.
May Allah rectify our affairs and those of the Muslims.
سامحونا فقد طال الوقت.
And just please pardon us because the time has gone long. Even if one is a leader is in need, so in light of these revelations are the revolutions in the Middle East and the attempts to overthrow the government and seize power permissible, how should Muslims seek to reform their political situation? Is democracy the best form of government according to Islam? Is it wrong to run for a position as a politician, especially as a woman? So these are the three areas, and I'm just going to translate them to Sayyidina and said, "Sunanna and Riwayat, and the Tanna, and the Tanna, and the Talib al Imara, and the Riwayat, and the Talib al Nafaqa, and the Bayt al Mal, and the Lo'i had the Riwayat. هل الثورات في الشرق الأوسط هل تباح وكيف يسعى المسلمون لإصلاح الأمور السياسية؟ ثاني هل يجوز للسياسي أن ينصب نفسه في الانتخابات لا سيما امرأة؟
Okay, let me have a look at the question, inshallah. إنها حساسة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يعني هل الديمقراطية نعم هل الديمقراطية هي أحسن أنظمة الحكومة في الإسلام؟ فهذا السؤال. والسؤال الثاني لقد يعني سمعنا روايات كثيرة عن طلب الإمارة وعدم الرغبة في شيء في بيت المال حتى ولو كان الأمير بحاجة إليها في ضوء هذه الظروف هل هذه الثورات التي تحدث في الشرق الأوسط الآن وهذه المحاولات لقلب الحكومات وأخذ القوة مباحة كيف ينبغي أن يبحث المسلمون عن طريقة الإصلاح في أوضاعهم السياسية ثم هذه تقول كأنها امرأة هل يعني هل هو يعني ممنوع أن تشترك الإنسان يعني في النظام الديمقراطي يطلب وظيفة ولا سيما إن كان هذا الإنسان امرأة
أما ما يتعلق بشؤون الثورات وما إليها فأصحابها لديهم العلماء في بلدانهم وهم الأحب بالسؤال فهل فيكم من يريد أن يقوم بثورة هنا حتى نبين له الحكم؟
And he said, first of all, with respect to the permissibility of the current revolution that is taking place in the Middle East, the people of those nations have scholars there themselves, and it's more deserving, it's more rightful that they be asked, and also all of you who are asking are any of you wanting to have a revolution here.
أما بالنسبة لكم فأنتم في محل أويتم إليه ووجدتم فيه خيرا كثيرا وأمنا وطمأنينة فعليكم أن تحسنوا القيام بحكم حكم الإسلام فيكم لإحسان الجوار ولأداء الدور في خدمة البلد وأهلها بكل ما يصلح تتقربون بذلكم إلى الله.
And he says, this is a place where you all have found safe shelter and you're in a good position here. So your responsibility here is to establish the judgments of Islam that pertain to you and your being good neighbors here and fulfilling those well so that you represent Islam well by your living here.
وَيَحْسِبُنَا وَيَكْفِينَا وَحَسْبُنَا أَنْ نَعْلَمْ أَنَّا كل معاني الاضطرابات والمشاكل الحاصلة الآن أو ما قبل أو تحصل فيما بعد سببها الخروج عن أمر الله تبارك وتعالى ومخالفة هذا الشرع المصون.
We should know that the cause of all of this turmoil and the problems, whether they are occurring now or have occurred in the past or will occur in the future, all of that is due to transgressing Allah's command and the protected sacred law.
وإنه عند اختلاط الأمور تصير الفتن التي تدع الحليم حيرانا كما أخبر النبي اختلاط واختباط
and he said when things become confusing and tumultuous at that point even a wise man will be confused
وكل سيحاسب من قبل الله على نيته وعمله ومقصده وما كان منه
Everyone will be taken to task by Allah for their intention and also their aim and how they dealt with these circumstances.
لا فرق في ذلك بين وال ولا رعية.
There's no difference in that between a governor nor those who are governed.
أما ما ذكرنا مما حثنا عليه رسول الله أن لا نرغب في الإمارة ونحوها فتلك المحاسن والآداب والمستحبات والسنن.
And as for what we've mentioned about not seeking governance and the narration from Allah's Messenger, those that is good character and those are etiquettes and sunnahs.
فأما من ضعف عن القيام بالسنة فليكن طلبه للإمارة كطلب أيضا للمال الزائد من الوجه المشروع الذي لا يضر به الغير ولا يتعدى به الحد.
And he said, as for someone who falls beneath the level of fulfilling the sunnah, then this person seeking a position of authority or seeking wealth, they must do so in a manner that is legal and that is not harmful to anyone else.
ثم إن الإمارة عند المسلمين تثبت إما برأي أهل الحل والعقد فيهم وهم هؤلاء أهل الشورى المعتبر كلامهم من صالحيهم فيختارون من يختارونه ويولونه للحكم.
So then who, with respect to the question of who is made a governor over a Muslim, that returns to the people of Halu wa Aqid, like the people of wisdom and responsibility or knowledge and responsibility over them, and those people, their opinion is sought, their counsel is sought, and then they place the person in the responsibility of
leadership. وتثبت بالتأمر بالشوكة والقوة والغلبة حتى لا تتحول حياة الناس فوضى.
And also someone can be the leadership of someone who through their power was able to overcome previous leaders or those who they would be following in that position, their leadership can be affirmed at when they place themselves in this position in order for turmoil not to occur.
I think more what you're saying is that, you know, when there are times of turmoil, what I understand from that is that when there are times of turmoil and disturbance, then it is legitimate for people to intervene and to take power if they're the right people.
أما طلب الوظيفة فإن الوظائف تختلف منها ما فيه الولاية العامة ومنها ما ليس كذلك فما كان من باب الولايات العامة فقد علمنا فيه السنة والهدي الكريم وأن من لم يقوى على العمل بالسنة وغلبته نفسه فليكن طلبه لها من وجهه ومن حيثه وأما ما عدا ذلك فقد ذكرنا مثالا لطلب سيدنا يوسف لأن يتولى خدمة في المجتمع.
He said, as for seeking a position in the government, he said, some of those are positions of governance or responsibility, and some are not, and you've known what we've said, you've already understood what's been said about good character and sunnah and adab, and that it's better not to seek these positions. However, someone who falls below that level, as he mentioned previously, they may only do so in a manner that is legal, legislated by the sacred law, and also not harmful to anyone. As for a position that's in the government and is not a position of government, but rather a position of service, you've also seen an example of that was mentioned.
Joseph,
the example of Yusuf.
ثم إنه بالنسبة للمسلمين فالحكم بينهم أجمعين واليا ورعيا لله تبارك وتعالى.
And he said, as for all of the Muslims, those who have surrendered to Allah, the true decree over all of them is that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَالشَّدَائِدُ لَا تَدُومُ وَلَهَا وَقْتٌ وَتَنْتَهِ وَنَحْنُ فِي حَاجَةٍ لِأَنْ نُعِدَّ أَنْفُسَنَا لِمَا بَعْدَ هَذِهِ الشَّدَائِدَ الْوَاقِعَةِ.
And difficult circumstances don't last forever and they have a limited span of time and we must prepare ourselves for what will come after.
فالمسلمون في مثل هذه البلدان ثم المسلمون في بلدانهم الأخرى محتاجون إلى تواصل بفكر أوسع ونيات أعلى وأرفع.
And he said the Muslims in these lands and other lands, they have to reflect in a manner that is broader as well as more elevated.
لمعالجة الأمراض من أساسها وعمقها.
To cure the diseases from their origin and in a deep manner.
ولإقامة التعاون على ما هو أصلح بحسب المستطاع.
And also to establish cooperation in the way that is best according to the utmost of their ability.
وإنما يسألنا الله عن مقدوراتنا ومستطاعاتنا كيف عملنا فيها.
And Allah will only ask us about that which was in our capacity and ability and what we did with that.
وكما قال عليكم الوقت في أصل المكلام فقال الوقت عليكم أيضا في الأجوبة عن الأسئلة فعفوا منه.
And just as the initial talk was long, similarly the answers were long, so he asked your pardon.
نتوجه إلى الله أن أصحاب الامتحانات في المدارس من أبنائنا وبناتنا صغارا وكبارا وأصحاب الوظائف من المسلمين في هذه البلدان أن يمن الله عليهم بالنجاح وأن يوفقهم للاستقامة على منهج الصلاح وأن يأذن لهم بالفلاح والأرباح وأن يوفقهم لصلاح الأجساد والأرواح وأن يدفع عنهم البلايا والآفات والأتراح. اللهم اكتب لنا ولهم التوفيق واجعلنا في خير فريق واجعلنا في الصادقين وانفعنا بما جمعتنا وأسمعتنا واجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه فلهم البشرى كما بشرت في على لسان نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الذكرى. اللهم ثبتنا على ما تحب واجعلنا فيمن تحب وبارك اللهم في هذه الجامعة والمسلمين فيها واجعلهم يا مولانا نورا يتلالا وأنجما في الخير تهدي إلى الهدى وادفع عنا وعنهم البر بر والشر والردى وأصلح لنا ولهم ما خفي وما بدا يا أرحم الراحمين. فرج كروب الأمة في المشارق والمغارب أجمعين وأنقذ اللهم المستضعفين والمظلومين والبائسين واجمع شملهم وألف ذات بينهم وادفع البلاء عنا وعنهم يا ولي المستضعفين يا حي يا قيوم يا من بيده الأمر كله يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.